Greetings and salutations. This is Earth Eats, your one-stop shop for real food and green living. We're giving you both. I'm Annie Corrigan, and I'm joined by the culinary mastermind himself, Chef Daniel Orr. He's a restaurateur living and working in Bloomington, Indiana. It's a field trip day here at Earth Eats, and we found ourselves a dairy farmer to chat with.
Jane and Peter Coons got their start dairy farming because they weren't satisfied with the milk products available in their area. They wanted to create dairy that was full-flavored and wholesome. Now, years into their pet project, they're winning prizes for their yogurt and cheeses. You can catch producers like Peter at your local farm market, where you'll find curd and community. The cream really does rise to the top.
It's farmers market season, all right. We checked out the Haps at the Bloomington, Indiana farmers market, and we couldn't help but notice the big line in front of one particular table.
Okay, this is Trader's Point. They're up north of Indianapolis. They've got a wonderful farm. It's a great place to visit. They've got wonderful festivals up there. Their fall festival has oompa bands, great German music. It's a really fun place to go and visit and learn a little bit about cows and dairy and all that.
How's it going?
Good.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
We're doing a radio program called Earth Eats. Tell me how a doctor gets involved in, you know, raising cows and being a dairy man.
Well, you can't get good dairy unless you do it yourself.
Maybe so. They do a little bit of everything, dairy-wise, at Trader's Point. Cheeses, milk, chocolate milk, ice cream, and yogurt. Their yogurts are famous, really famous, and I think they're especially tasty. In fact, in 2005 and 2006, it was voted America's Best by the American Cheese Society. So it's not just me.
And then we have our banana mango yogurt. We have our wild berry, which has blackberry, strawberry, and acai berry. We also have vanilla, plain. We do have our seasonal orchard trio, which is peach, pear, and cherry.
That's great, and I love to have some of your yogurts on my granola. And it's just amazing to put that on top. It's so thick and rich, and then you add the crunchiness of the granola.
My nurse at work comes to lunch every day, and she has this concoction she makes, but she puts vanilla yogurt, and then she makes fresh fruits, but then she puts pomegranate in the vanilla yogurt, and the pomegranate seed
is the crunch to it.
Yeah. It's just phenomenal. Mm-hmm. So I love that. It's really great.
Now, you have a cheesemaker on staff.
Right.
Tell us a little bit about your hard cheeses.
Well, it's the idea that the flavor comes from our farm. Since it's all grass-fed, that concept of terroir or whatever, right, where it's like the actual flavoring comes from the grasses on the farm. So we don't call it cheddar, we don't call it Gouda, we don't call it Swiss, because we believe it's sort of from our farm. And so,
okay, hold up.
That concept of terroir or whatever.
Terroir what?
Terroir.
Terroir. Can I have the language of origin, please?
French.
Terroir. May I please have the definition?
Terroir, a sense of place which is embodied in certain qualities, soil, weather conditions, and farming techniques, which each contribute to the unique qualities of the crop. Terroir.
Terroir. T-E-R-R-O-I-R. Terroir. Yes! All right, back to it.
And it's all organic, 100% grass-fed, and raw milk. I consider that the trifecta of good food, mm-hmm, as far as nutritional value.
How does feeding cattle grain and, you know, an unnatural diet, how does that affect the cow itself?
I guess if we gave ourselves, like, cotton candy and popcorn all day long, we'd probably have a problem as well. And so the real deal is the quality of the product that comes into the creamery. You know, you can't mess with a product that begins with good quality. You know, you just build on it.
Peter Coons of Trader's Point Creamery speaking with Chef Daniel Orr. We come to you from the studios of WFIU Bloomington at Indiana University. You can find recipes and photos on our website. And hey, consider showing your support for Earth Eats by becoming a member of WFIU. All of that available to you with a type click over to wfiu.org/earth-eats. Now available a spreadable version of Earth Eats to satisfy all your foodie needs.
And it's just amazing to put that on top. It's so thick and rich and
full of essential fatty acids. Oh. I'm Annie Corrigan.